From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited today the heavily armed demilitarized zone, or DMZ, that divides North and South Korea. Afterwards, Tillerson met with South Korea's acting president, Won Kyo-yeon, and expressed Washington's unwavering support for all of its Asian allies, including South Korea.
I'm here to express again and reaffirm the ironclad alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea, which does serve as a linchpin for security and stability in the Korean Peninsula.
Prior to arriving in Seoul, Tillerson was in Japan for talks with that country's leaders. Final leg of his Asian tour will be in China, where the agenda includes a meeting with President Xi Jinping. White House continuing to stand by President Trump's insistence that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign. The top two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee released a statement declaring there is no indication that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance by the U.S. government before or after the 2016 election. A White House spokesman has confirmed the Trump administration plans to appeal rulings from two federal judges blocking the president's revised travel ban on people from six Muslim-majority countries. The Trump administration says the travel order is necessary to protect the United States from the threat of terrorism. President Trump also said that the court's rulings make the U.S. look weak, and he says that he will continue to fight that battle if it means taking the matter to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is warning of religious wars coming to Europe in response to the re-election of Mark Rutte as the Dutch Prime Minister. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Rutte had lost Turkey as a friend, he said, even though he beat out Geert Wilders, whom Cavusoglu called a fascist. Wilders' anti-Islam party came in a distant second to Rutte's party. It has been a year since the European Union signed a deal with Turkey to stem the flow of migrants into Greece in return for $6 billion in aid. We get that story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
A disused factory outside the Greek capital, Athens, is home to around 600 people, mostly from Afghanistan, Syria and Pakistan. They are among some 60,000 migrants that have been stuck in Greece for over a year, languishing in camps like this with nowhere to go, as the borders through the Balkans to Western Europe remain closed. Aid groups accuse the European Union of abandoning its responsibilities. Declan Barry of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from Brussels.
Certainly when we're on the ground treating the patients and we're seeing the suffering that is consequent of the EU-Turkey deal, we can't say that that's a success. In human terms, it's a failure.
Barry says the conditions are having a profound impact on migrants' health. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister has warned the migrant deal is at risk as the European Union has delayed giving Turkish citizens visa-free travel, a key part of the agreement. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is saying that 42 people have been killed, more than that wounded, in an air attack on a mosque in a rebel-held village in northern Syria. The mosque was packed with worshippers for evening prayers, where many were wounded, while a number of other remained trapped in the collapsed mosque. The observatory said it was unable to determine whose planes carried out the raid. Iraqi military has been engaged in fierce fighting with Islamic State militants in western Mosul, and Iraqi commanders say their forces have driven IS out of more than half of western Mosul, nearly a month after launching an operation to seize the remainder of the city from the extremist. Iraq declared eastern Mosul fully liberated in January. Russia says it was not involved in any unlawful cyber activities. They were responding to a U.S. Justice Department indictment of two Russian spies and two other people suspected of stealing personal information of millions of people in a 2014 hack on the internet site Yahoo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.